Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Falklands War, A Captivating Guide to the Clash Between Argentina and the United Kingdom Over the Falkland Islands, is an accessible overview of the brief but consequential 1982 conflict between Argentina and the United Kingdom. Written in a brisk narrative style typical of the European military history series, the book traces how a long-running sovereignty dispute over a remote South Atlantic archipelago escalated into a modern naval and air war, fought at the edge of both nations' logistical reach. It introduces the political pressures that shaped decision-making in Buenos Aires and London, explains why the islands mattered strategically and symbolically, and outlines the major phases of the campaign from the initial invasion through the British task force deployment and the ground fighting that culminated in Argentina's surrender. Along the way, it highlights the challenges of operating in harsh weather, the role of intelligence and diplomacy, and the war's lasting impact on domestic politics and military planning. The result is a concise, high-level guide for readers seeking clear context and a coherent timeline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, roots of the sovereignty dispute and the road to war. A key topic is the background of competing claims to the Falkland Islands, known in Argentina as the Islas Malvinas. The book frames the war as the culmination of a long historical argument shaped by colonial-era settlements, shifting imperial power and national identity. It explains how the dispute persisted through diplomacy and periodic crises, then intensified as domestic pressures mounted in Argentina and the United Kingdom. Argentina's military government faced legitimacy problems, economic strain, and social unrest, conditions that can push leaders toward high-visibility foreign policy gambles. On the British side, the islands were tied to obligations toward the islanders and to perceptions of national resolve. The guide clarifies how miscalculation and differing assumptions about likely responses helped turn a political dispute into armed conflict. It also explores the strategic realities that made the islands both tempting and risky: their remoteness, the difficulty of reinforcement, and the international constraints of the Cold War era. By laying out this context, the book helps readers understand that the conflict did not arise suddenly but emerged from a layered mix of history, domestic politics, and diplomatic failure. Secondly, the invasion and the British decision to respond. Another central topic is the opening phase of the war, beginning with Argentina's landing and rapid seizure of key points on the islands. The book explains why the initial operation achieved surprise and how limited local defenses shaped the outcome. From there, it turns to the British response, describing the political decision to retake the islands and the urgency of assembling a naval task force capable of operating thousands of miles from home ports. This section emphasizes decision-making under uncertainty. Leaders had to weigh military feasibility, the risks of casualties, the potential for escalation, and the domestic consequences of inaction. The guide also highlights early diplomatic efforts at the United Nations and through intermediaries, showing how negotiations unfolded alongside military preparation. Readers gain a sense of how quickly the conflict moved from an occupation to a high-stakes test of will. The explanation underscores that the British campaign was not inevitable in a purely military sense. It depended on political commitment and on confidence that logistics, intelligence, and allied support could be assembled in time. This topic sets the stage for understanding why speed, planning, and public messaging mattered nearly as much as battlefield performance. Thirdly, sea and air power in a modern remote war. The book devotes significant attention to the naval and air dimensions that defined the Falklands War. Because the islands are isolated, control of sea lanes and airspace became decisive, turning the conflict into a contest of carriers, submarines, maritime patrol, and long-range strike. The guide outlines the challenges faced by the British task force in protecting ships from air attack while sustaining operations far from reliable bases. It also describes Argentina's reliance on mainland airfields, which created both opportunities for concentrated sorties and limitations in time, over target, refueling, and weather. A major lesson discussed is how modern weapons and sensors changed the risk calculus for surface fleets, with missile threats and submarine warfare forcing cautious movement and layered defenses. The narrative explains how logistics governed strategy, from fuel and spare parts to the vulnerability of ships that served as both transport and protection. By focusing on the interplay between air raids, naval screening, and the effort to establish local superiority, the book conveys why the war is still studied for insights into expeditionary warfare, joint operations, and the realities of fighting with constrained margins at great distance. Fourthly, landing, ground campaign, and battlefield conditions. A fourth topic is the transition from sea control to a land campaign aimed at retaking the islands. The book explains the significance of amphibious landing operations and the difficulties of putting troops ashore while under threat from aircraft and harsh weather. Once forces were established on land, the conflict became a demanding infantry fight across rugged terrain, limited roads, and cold, wet conditions that strained morale and supply lines. The guide describes how planning had to account for terrain features, night movement, and the need to coordinate artillery, air support, and logistics with small units operating in dispersed positions. It also notes the importance of training and preparedness for cold weather operations, and the psychological strain of long marches and limited shelter. The account helps readers understand why tactical successes depended not only on bravery but also on navigation, communication, and the steady delivery of ammunition, food, and medical support. By presenting the ground fighting as the culminating phase that translated maritime reach into political outcome, this topic clarifies how expeditionary wars often hinge on the final, close combat struggle for key objectives. Lastly, diplomacy, aftermath, and enduring lessons. The final major topic is what happened beyond the battle's diplomacy during the war, the political consequences afterward, and the strategic lessons that militaries and governments drew from the campaign. The book summarizes how international actors reacted, including the role of global institutions and the way alliances and regional politics shaped the environment. It then outlines the immediate outcome of the war and how it affected domestic politics in both countries, influencing leadership, public opinion, and military reforms. The guide emphasizes that the conflict became a case study in deterrence, intelligence assessment, and the dangers of assuming an opponent will accept fate's accomplice. It also points to lessons about expeditionary logistics, the integration of services, and the vulnerability of high-value platforms under modern attack. Another takeaway is the human and economic cost of brief wars, which can be intense and politically transformative despite their short duration. By connecting battlefield events to long-term changes in policy and planning, the book encourages readers to see the Falklands War as more than an isolated episode, instead presenting it as a turning point that still informs debates about sovereignty disputes, military readiness, and crisis decision-making. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear chronological introduction to the Falklands War without needing a deep background in military studies. Students, general history enthusiasts, and professionals seeking a refresher on the conflict's main phases will benefit from its structured overview of causes, operations, and outcomes. It can improve a reader's understanding of how quickly international disputes can escalate when domestic politics, misperception, and symbolic stakes collide. The campaign also offers practical lessons that translate into everyday thinking: the importance of logistics behind any ambitious goal, the value of planning for worst-case assumptions, and the way communication failures can compound risk. Compared with denser academic works, this guide is worth buying because it prioritizes clarity and momentum, making it easier to grasp the essentials of a complex joint campaign involving sea, air, and land components. At the same time, it provides enough context about diplomacy and aftermath to show why the war mattered beyond the battlefield. For readers looking to build a foundation before moving to specialized studies, it serves as a solid starting point that organizes the conflict into an understandable narrative with key takeaways. If you would like to support Captivating History, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.